Those of you who like what we have so far in the temperatures the last few days, this is pretty much going to be the end of it. Tomorrow, 88, and then Wednesday, 91. So pretty seasonal both days, and then mid-90s coming into the picture as soon as Thursday. Well, over the last week, we've been telling you exactly where, well, I shouldn't say exactly, but in roundabout terms, how you could find the Keyview hide-and-seek medallion. And we're pleased to have with us Todd Henriksen because he found the medallion here over the weekend.
Yeah, and after just five clues and pretty vague clues, really. We were starting to get into more specifics here this week, but we will not need to do that. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Doing good. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. First, congratulations.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you. We're pretty excited.
Well, I think you should be.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Upwards of $3,500 in cash and prizes will now be yours in our hide-and-seek contest. And first, Todd, let us know, where did you find the medallion?
We found it north of King Lake, kind of by Payrock, by one of the old softball baseball fields there.
Well, and we had really, really vague clues last week, like clue number four on Thursday. The medallion is in a new location. You might drive by it if you're leaving for vacation. So if you're on the interstate,
there you go.
You're going to drive and buy it there. But still, that's really not a real specific clue. And then looking north of White Auditorium would be wise. In that direction is where you will find the prize. So, Todd, what led you to near Payrock?
Well, I think the most helpful clue is that it wasn't in a park. We spent many hours in past years looking through parks, and then my son Harry wanted to go look for it on Sunday, and in the past we spent many miserable hours out in the heat, and I was kind of like, you know, today would be a perfect day to go look for medallion. So we headed out, and we kind of went to the auditorium, and I thought about going north, and then we were thinking about the disc golf course on Emporia State Campus, and so we headed that way. And being a lifelong Emporian, I wasn't aware that that was called Wilson Park. So I was like, well, it's not in a park. So we skipped that, and I was like, well, how about we go north of the interstate? And, I mean, we literally were there for 10 minutes.
Wow.
When we found it. And I've spent hours in the past scouring the community looking for this thing. So I guess it was kind of one of those just meant to be type of things. So
you mentioned here, once you got on site, it took about 10 minutes to find it. Was there any, I guess, maybe landmark or any real process once you got on site, said, hey, let's go ahead and search here? Or is it just one of those things where, you know, just kind of a fortuitous direction that you took that just basically took you guys straight to it?
It was dumb luck. I mean, that whole campus woods trail area is huge. So I wasn't too confident that we'd find it. And I started looking. There's a couple old dugouts there by those softball fields that have cinder blocks on their side for vent holes. So we started looking through all those because I thought that'd be a perfect size for a medallion, and just found a bunch of wasp nests and other creatures. And then there was a tree right behind that dugout, and I just kind of walked by it, and I looked in there, and it was just staring at me, and I just stopped, and I was kind of like, that's it. And I looked around to see if there's anybody else, and there wasn't. The coast was clear, so my son was out looking with me, and I told him, I go, hey, why don't you come look over here? So he kind of wandered by and kicking the grass, and then he looked in there, and it was like a bolt of lightning. And it was definitely worth the wait just to see his reaction. So
yeah, well, great job.
How it came to be.
Yeah, it was in
Thank
a tree.
You.
Yeah, to the south of the first base dugout of the baseball field, just north of Payrock, which we thought was a pretty good hiding location. But Todd was able to find the medallion in a tree, staring right at him. So you pick up the big prizes. So this isn't your first year of searching for these medallions, huh?
No, we've searched. I think last year we were on vacation, but every other year we've been out looking for it. I felt kind of bad only looking for 10 minutes. So
you paid the price.
Yes, we have in previous years we've definitely put some hours in. So
indeed,
what, and the kids all enjoy it. They like the idea of it. They like to go out and Dad, let's go look for it. And then about 5 minutes later, they're tired. So Dad ends up looking for it by himself a lot, which is complaining kids. So.
That's outstanding. Todd Hendricks again, the KVOE Hide and Seek 2025 winner, and will be coming here to the station here to pick up the grand prize. What is it about this contest that you really like? You know, you mentioned here that you get a chance to spend some time with family, even though they kind of leave you high and dry in a lot of past searches.
Well, I'd say the big driving factor is my son, Harry. He's probably one of the biggest KVOE fans in the city. Probably worldwide, actually. He's a KVOE. So any contest you guys have, Harry he's reminding us to go pick up the sheets for the brackets or for the bowl selection or for March Madness. So he's pretty dialed in to what you guys are doing down there at KVOE. So we kind of participate in all the things. But yeah, we really enjoy this one. Like you said, getting outside and, you know, just waiting for the clues every morning. And we also had a friend, Aaron Scott, that was helping us get the clues that we missed. So want to shout out to him as well. But yeah, it was a whole family effort. Even Grandma Moose, Grandma Geraldine was helping Harry on Thursday because I was working and he wanted to go look for it. They thought it might be at the airport with the vacation and on your way out of town. So they went and looked by the zoo and by the memorial there at Soden's Grove. So,
well, way to go, Todd. And we're glad that, you know, we know that Harry, he is a live and local guy. You know, we know that.
He's always,
yeah, he is.
Yep.
Yeah.
So will he be...
He's the mayor is what I say.
So will he be up here to help pick up the prizes?
Oh, you try to keep him away. Yeah, he'll be there.
All right.
Well, Todd, congratulations once again, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. See you soon.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, congratulations, Todd Hendrickson. They found it, and like, is it just kind of dumb luck on that?
That's
I decided to head north. Yeah, so way to go.
Absolutely, and I can't wait to hand off the prizes here shortly here on basically off-air on KVOE, but we'll have photo and video coming up here in just a little bit. Want to let you know, too, that we got a couple more interviews here to go before the morning show is out. First off, the newsmaker.